This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Medicaid covers about 1 in 5 Americans, and more states are handing its management over to private insurance companies. Iowa did that last year, but the transition has been rocky. Here, about a quarter of the state's population is on Medicaid, and last year the state changed health care for all of those people, children, the poor, disabled, and many elderly who need long-term care. Now, all that care is managed by for-profit companies.
I'm not so sure it was a bad decision to do everybody at once.
That's Jerry Foxhoven. He's the director of Iowa's Department of Human Services. The transition has not exactly been smooth. Complaints from both hospitals and patients have spiked, and 6 disabled Iowans have sued the state. Cindy Miller is the legal director with Disability Rights Iowa, the advocacy group that organized the lawsuit.
The system is too stressed right now with the way it's being managed, and it's not healthy for individuals with chronic or serious disabilities.
The lawsuit alleges the privately run program is depriving thousands of Iowans with disabilities the right to live safely in their homes. One of the plaintiffs is Neil Siegel. 4 years ago, the former financial consultant was in a hit-and-run bicycle crash, leaving him with a severe brain injury. He lives with his girlfriend, Beth Wargo.
I would probably put Neil at about 98% cognitive of what's going on around him, but unfortunately not able to articulate it out. So it's being trapped inside your own body.
Siegel can barely speak. He uses a wheelchair. After the accident, he got Medicaid. He lived in a rehabilitation center for a while, and the lawsuit says he was the victim of abuse and neglect while living there. Eventually, he moved home. He's totally reliant on caregivers to assist him with all activities of daily life. Then last year, Wargo says they got a letter in the mail from AmeriHealth Caritas, the company that manages his care.
Unbeknownst to us, I get a letter in the mail stating that Neil's budget has been slashed over 50%.
The lawsuit says the company claimed that was because their spending had exceeded a limit set in state policy. IPR contacted the company, and a spokesperson says he could not comment on ongoing litigation. When Wargo brings up the lawsuit, Neil lights up.
They took it. Obviously, you can imagine, and that's where I met.
Yeah.
What do you say? Oh,
yeah.
The state has asked to drop the lawsuit. DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven says his agency is willing to make changes, especially for people like Neil with serious disabilities.
Everything's always on the table because we're always looking at everything to say, how do we best serve the people that we're trying to serve and still be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars?
Meanwhile, the 3 companies say in statements the first 18 months have been successful. But the companies have also said to state officials reimbursement rates were based on deeply flawed cost estimates provided to them before the project began. They are now negotiating to get millions of dollars more in state funding. Foxhoven says the system is better at saving money under private management, but so far no state has actually done a comprehensive review of whether private companies do save Medicaid dollars, says Kelly Whitener with Georgetown University.
Because you'd really need to be able to see, are you saving money overall or not? And if you are spending less money, are you suppressing services that are needed? Or are you really finding efficiencies and only delivering care that families really need?
Meanwhile, Iowa has to balance its books. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds had to tap more than $260 million in its reserve fund this year. And officials expect next year's budget will be even tougher, and Medicaid funding will likely be a large part of the discussion. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.